parsha begins, Vayidaber Elikim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. Vayidaber Elikim, and Hashem spoke, Hashem with the Lashon Elikim, spoke with the Lashon of Dibur, Vayidaber, El Moshe, to Moshe, and the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elov, and he, the Ribono Shel Olam, said, this time with the Lashon of Omar Vamir, not Dibur, Ani Hashem, Yutke Vavke. So the obvious question is why is the Pasuk start Dibur is the difference between Dibur and Amira is Dibur is a strong Lashon, something strong being said, and Amira is something that's not strong, that's soft, and Elikim, we know, is generally Midas Hadin, and Yutke Vavke is Midas Arachman. So Vayemir and Hashem go together, really, and Vayidaber Elikim go together. It's strong, it's Midas Adin, and soft Midas Arachim, but what's going on in the same pasuk? Vayidaber Elikim El Moshe, Vayemir Elav Ani Hashem. Rashi says that the Ribono Shel Olam had a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. Dr. Rashi, first Rashi, Al Shehiksha Ladaber, the Lema Loma Hariyosalamaze. Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina to Ribono Shel Olam, and he said at the end of last week's parasha, Kapitel Hey, Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayomer Adonai Loma Hariyosalam Haze Loma Ze Shalachtani. Well, what are you doing to my people? Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina to Ribono Shel Olam, what are you doing to call Yisrael? So the Lashon of Vayidaber Elikim, he says, is was a Dibur Oisei Mishpat, Rashi says. So it was coming as a, Mirzam was coming stark, coming strong against Moshe Rabbeinu, with a taina and telling him is that you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have said that. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. The Rechaim says that this talk of two different parts of the Pasuk. Vayidaber Elikim El Moshe is going on what the Ribono Shel Olam is going to do to the Mitzrim. Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem is going on what the Ribono Shel Olam is going to do to Klal Yisrael. The Ribono Shel Olam acted towards the Mitzrayim with the Midas Hadin. Vayidaber Elikim El Moshe, the Ribono Shel Olam is telling Moshe, I'm going to come up, I'm going to go oppose and go against the Mitzrayim with the Midas Hadin. And Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem, I'm going to deal with Klal Yisrael, Midas Arachman. We know that the Malachim said that the Klal Yisrael were also very desirous. Like the Mitzrayim, we know the Ribono Shel Olam dealt with Klal Yisrael with Midas HaChesed. The Hamikdavar says, Rashi told us, Vayidaber Elikim El Moshe, that the Ribono Shel Olam was speaking harsh to Moshe, because he said, Loma Hariyos Lom Hazeh. He says that's exactly what the Pasuk is ending with, and saying is that even though the Ribono Shel Olam was sort of like telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayidaber Elikim El Moshe, what you did you shouldn't have done, and the Midas Hadin, you should get punished for it. Vayomer Elov, the Ribono Shel Olam said to him again. Now why is he repeating it again? What should I say? Vayidaber Elikim El Moshe, Ani Hashem. What's Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem? So Amitabah says is that he's telling him this, is I'm going to treat you, not Klal Yisrael, that was the Pshat of Rechaim, I'm going to treat you with the Midas HaChesed and Midas HaRachamim, and I'm not going to punish you. Even though you shouldn't have said, Lomer Yisrael Mazah. Now Moshe was doing it because he would care about Klal Yisrael, but he still shouldn't have said that to the Ribono Shel Olam. The Malbim says that what's this lashon of Ani Hashem? I am Yudke Bavke. Well, what is the Ribono Shel Olam telling him? He said Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the Geula out of Mitzrayim would be slowly. It would be a progression, like the morning rises in the morning slowly, you see the sun coming up, it comes slowly, 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 till it's going to reach the peak. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that it was going to take a long time until Klal Yisrael actually got out of Mitzrayim, until they're going to have the Geula. But the Ribono Shel Olam was saying is, I'm going to come with the Lashon of Yudkei Vavkei, which is complete Rachamim, and it's going to be swiftly. And so it didn't take a very long time for everything that happened for Klal Yisrael to leave was relatively swiftly. And actually when they left, the day that they left Mitzrayim, many of them have already explained that all of Klal Yisrael, we're talking about a lot of people. I mean, there were 600,000 people, which accounted for men between 20 and 60. Don't forget the people older. Don't forget the people younger. Don't forget the women. So there were many, 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 many more people that left Mitzrayim, and they all left on the same day, which he said that itself was quite a feat. To have over 1.2 million people to get up and just leave a country is not so simple. Very interesting. Now, there is Elio. Says Mardi Yipshat. He says that it says in the pasuk a little later on, "Aydar Moshe lefnei Hashem lema, hein bnei Yisrael lo yishamu elai ve'eich yishmeini faroi v'ani eral svesai." Moshe tells the Rebbeinu Shleilam, "Then Klal Yisrael are not listening to me. How is Pari going to listen to me? Ve'eich yishmeini faroi v'ani eral svesai." They have, he says, some sort of speech impediment. He had a problem with his lips, and he couldn't speak properly. So what pshat? There is Eliyahu says, why taka did Moshe Rabbeinu have it also say? So there is Eliyahu says, Klal Yisrael were told that there was a secret code. There was a code words. Of who the goyel is going to be. Who's going to be the goyel that's going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And it was a double lashon of pekida, pokoit pokarati. That was the lashon, that was the code words. Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, pokoit pokarati. So Klal Yisrael knew that he was the true goyel. Now the obvious question, well, at the end of the parashas Vayechi, V'im Yisrael Alachav Amechim Eis V'Leikim Pokoy Yifkoy Esan. Now the Pokoy Yifkoy, the double lashon of Pekida, that is the code words. Now the question is, and this Yisrael says, it's very nice that in Kapitel Gimel Pasuk Tezayin, Moshe says Pokoy Pekati Eschem V'Esa Osir Lochem Mitzray. He got the code words. But let's think for a second. There were people that knew what the code words, because how are you going to identify who is the person? So we don't know how many people. I don't know if the Sanhedrin knew. I don't know if the Gedalia Hadar knew. I don't know if there's no Sanhedrin there, but I don't know who knew the key with the code words. But someone knew them. Maybe Moshe found out. It was on Reuters. It was on. I mean, it was on the news. Everyone knows the code words. The girl is going to be Pokoy Pekarati. The Loshim Davlo Mekida. So what's the? How do you know it's Moshe Rabbeinu? So that there is a Leo, that if you have a problem with your lips, one of the letters you can't say is a pay. Pay, you need your lips for, you have to say it. Moshe Rabbeinu had a terrible defect with his lips. And the B'derech HaTeva, he couldn't say pokoid pokadati. He couldn't say those words, he couldn't say the letter pay clearly. And Rabbeinu Shalom made an ace, and he was able to say pokoid pokadati. That was the raya that he was talking to true girl. And the only reason why Klal Yisrael believed him was because he had the problem of Aral Sarsayim, and he was in this happened that he was able to say Pokrit Pokadati, and therefore Klal Yisrael knew that he was the true Goyim. The Jorsh Sinran says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was Aral Sarsayim was because there's a concept we know, Hitli Yimach Shemoy V'Zechrei. He was an amazing orator. He just had a charisma. He would get up there. There are people, as Rashaan explains, and we know it to be true. Obama, I mean, even though he's looking at a teleprompter, so exactly why people are still impressed with him. People, you can say the silliest things and things that make no sense, per se, but if you give it over in a way, and that you have a way of speaking and a way of reaching out to people, you touch them. And even if it doesn't make sense, they'll follow you. So how do we know that the Torah is true? How do we know that Klal Yisrael were following Moshe Rabbeinu because they believe in the Rebbeinu Shlom? Moshe Rabbeinu was an orator. He knew how to speak. He knew how to talk to them. He convinced them. He could have convinced them of anything. He just happened to be convincing them that the true God of the world is the Rebbeinu Shlom. So Josh Zeran says that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom made it that he was a Ralph Messiah. Klal Yisrael weren't following Moshe Rabbeinu out of Mitzrayim because they thought that because he was a good orator. They were following him out of Mitzrayim because they knew he was speaking the truth. They realized, Klal Yisrael realized that the Rebbeinu Shalom is what MS, and that's the reason why they followed Moshe Rabbeinu out. And that's why in the beginning Moshe Rabbeinu was an Aral Tzvassayim. The Karari says, Maridik Vart. Gemara in Brachos, Dav Zayin, says a little bit later in the Sefer, Shemaris, Kapitel Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'hasi Roisi es Kapi, V'riisi es Achorai Ufaneleiro. Klai is something to see the Ebonishan from behind. Moses says that Klai Yisrael saw the backs of the straps of Tum. Okay? This is Mamidig bread. When you have your Tfilin Shal Rosh, you look on the right side, there's a right side of the strap and there's a left side of the strap. They come and they're tied together at the back. And you have the Tfilin Shal Rosh in the front. He says is that the right side is the Midas Hadin. The right side is the Midas Hachesed. The left side is the Midas Hadin. But he says is that you see it all get tied up together. It's all one. And what is it? It's all Chesed. When we say in the Pasuk, Chasam Sefer says, when we say, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Hashem Yudke Vavke Elokeinu, our God. So we have Midas Hachesed, Midas Hachesed, Midas Hadin. Hashem Echad, Yudke Vavke Echad. Look at the Chasam Sefer, it's amazing. And the Shabbu says, why do we cover our eyes? And we say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, why do we cover our eyes? We cover our eyes so we should be able to concentrate. You be Mekabel, when you say the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema, you be Mekabel El Malchus Shemaim. And we want you to concentrate. Because we want you to concentrate, so we cover your eyes. You don't get lost in looking at things and seeing things and thinking about things. It's supposed to help you concentrate. He says, another Yisrael, you cover your eyes to show that you what the Pasuk is telling us. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What we see as Chesed and Rachamim, and what we see as Din, it's all Chesed. It's all Yudkei Vavkei. It looks like Din to us. We might think it's Din, but you should know it's not all Din, it's all Chesed. Even what we see is Din. Like later when we go through Tzoris, and all the things that look like Din to us, that's not actually Din, but that's also that's part of Chesed. What does that mean? It says in Eicha, Kapitel Dalad, Pasuk Vav, Noshim Rachmani is Bishri Aldein. Noshim Rachmanis, ladies who were had Rachmanis, Bishri Aldein, they cooked their children. And many explain the Pasuk. That people don't realize, if a parent gives his father, if a parent gives his child endless sugar, Eicha. And a parent gives his child endless candy. He thinks he's being a Rachman. I'm giving him tons of candy, I'm making this kid so happy. When the kid has to go to the dentist, and he's screaming because he's being drilled, and the kid has a stomach ache, was it really Rachmanis to give the kid so much candy? It would seem not. So what looks like din sometimes is really Rachmanis as well. And what looks like Rachmanis is really din. But the ikir is that it's all that the Rebbeinu Shlom says, the Pasuk is telling us over here. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. It says, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe. What looks like, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe, what looks like Midas Hadin. Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem. You should know, whatever you see is din, and everything you think is din, is Vayda Ani Hashem. I'm Yudkei Vavkei. Heard an unbelievable story. My sister Shari Kachoy said it's true. Just recently, in the Sandy, they had the big, big storm Sandy. There was a development in Lakewood, New Jersey. There was a row of 10 houses. They make these developments, 10 houses. They were all built the same exact way. And they all had a tree in the front yard. They put in trees the same height, approximately. They were 10 houses, 10 trees. Five of the trees got uprooted during Sandy. And five of them stood. And the builder was going nuts, getting engineers, what is the shot? They're all the same piece of land, the same trees, they dug them the same, and they did everything the same. Why did five of them come out and five of them stayed? And they figured out the reason. The five that fell out had the people in pay extra money, and they installed the sprinkler system. Because they installed the sprinkler system, the water was easily accessible to the tree. The trees that didn't have the sprinkler system, there was no water on the top of the soil. They had to dig deep into the soil, into the ground, to find water, to keep the tree growing. And because of that, those trees survived Sandy, and the ones that were quote-unquote pampered and had the sprinkler systems, those are the ones that ended up falling out. So it looks like sometimes you would think is that Nebuch, those trees don't have the sprinkler system. That was really chesed, that was really good for them. So the Baruch Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a major yisayit over here, that you should always know that no matter what, and tzaris, that I'm always chesed. You might not see it, but I'm always chesed. Pasuk says, Lochein, Emor levnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, V'hoitzeisi eschem, Mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. He says that I'm going to take Klal Yisrael out, V'hoitzeisi eschem, Mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. What does the word sivlois mean? So Art Scroll teaches it as burden. V'itzalti eschem yavoidosam, and I'm going to save you from your work. I'm going to have a gula. Now, what does this word sivlois mean? So, Targum Unkula says, "Mechein emal nei Yisrael ano Hashem va'afek yoschein migoi dechoik polcham." He used the word polcham. Mitzroy, mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim is polcham Mitzroy. Ve'ashei zev yoschein mi polcham hoin. V'itzalti eschem avoidosan. So he uses the same sherish of polchan and polchonhoin for me'evoidasa. So they work. The question is for why is the pasuk using different lashonis? What is the sivlois mitzayim? And it says, taltis me'evoidasa. What's this extra lashon here? It says in the Malbush, the Shabbos V'yamtev, that there are four lashonis of geula. There were three of them that are one pasuk. And the other, and the last one is in another pasuk. Lakachti esam li lachem, lachem oizel ani Hashem, v'tzeisi esam mitachas mitzrayim, v'tzalti esam yavoidosam, v'ga'alti esam mizrayim l'tiri v'shvatim g'daylim. There's three lashonis over here. V'lakachti esam li lachem is in the pasuk by itself. He says that the fourth one is separate of the four lashonis of the geula, because that were the golus that we're currently in is going to be the harshest geula of all of them. And the only thing is that when the geula for the fourth one is going to come, it's going to be an ultimate geula that's going to last forever. The Avos Dovid explains sivlois. He says is that there was tremendous tumim Mitzrayim. He says is that he quotes Isaiah. It says that even in Mitzrayim, Tumas Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, they were shomer. They watched, they heeded the halachas of Tyrus HaMishpacha, and that was a tremendous schus for them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu added schusim for them to do of Milah and Pesach, the Korban Pesach, so they should be allowed. So there should be enough schusim for them to go out. Kevin David asks, says, "V'hoitzeisi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, v'tzalti eschem avoidasam." It seems backwards. First, you should say, "V'hitzalti eschem avoidasam." I'm going to save them from their work. They're going to have to stop working. And after that, "V'hitzeisi eschem." Right? First, they got to stop working, and then we're going to take them out. The pasuk says, "V'hitzeisi eschem," and take them out. "V'hitzalti eschem avoidasam." Seems to be out of order. So he says, he quotes Chacham Sefer. It says he has some say about a question. How is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, he requested of the Kumpari that Klal Yisrael should leave Mitzrayim for 3 days? Only 3 days. How are they about to go out after that? If you only request the 3 days, then after 3 days they should have to come back. So some Sefer explains that what happened was is when the Baruch Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, what he did was he's Mekadosh them. He made them into Hektish. When they were in Mitzrayim, he couldn't make them Hektish. He couldn't be Mekadosh Klal Yisrael. If you meet, when once the Rosh Hashanah makes is made Klal Yisrael Kain Hektish, he's kind to them and they have no more Shaychus Mitzrayim. Even though he only asked to go out for 3 days, but once they got to leave Mitzrayim, he was Mekadosh. So the Kerem David says, that's why the Pasuk says, where it says, yes, from Mitachas of Glaze Mitzrayim. How is the Rosh Hashanah going to be able to keep Klal Yisrael away from the Avodah forever? From the Vizhalti Eschon HaVadosim. First they had to leave. They had to leave from Mitzrayim. After they left the Mitzvah Mitzrayim, the Rosh Hashanah was Mekadosh then. And now, because Mekadosh then, they don't have to go back to work anymore. Now they're free from work forever. So Hasema says that, he says an interesting shot, that Klal Yisrael, they were in a very bad Matzav in Mitzrayim. They were worked to the bone. They had no time to think. It was just endless work. He says that the Klal Yisrael didn't recognize it from this Mitzrayim. Didn't even recognize it. They were so busy working, they had no time for themselves, that all they did was work. And that's what the Pasuk says, Vidatem ki ani Hashem, is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was taking Klal Yisrael out, so they should know. The next Pasuk is like, Hakti Esham Lilam, Vayisi Lochem Alekim, Vidatem ki ani Hashem Alekeichem, Hamoitzi Esham Tachas Mitzrayim. The next part, why did he say it again? Vidatem ki ani Hashem Alekeichem, Hamoitzi Esham Tachas Mitzrayim. It says again, Tzivlois. I say Tzivlois again. Take them out of Tzivlois Mitzrayim. So the Sassanus is saying is that Klal Yisrael, they were in such a rut. They didn't even realize where they were, what they were. People go through life and they're so busy, they're running from here to there. You know, like the, I once heard in a share years ago, someone says, every once in a while, I'm in the car, I shut off my cell phone. I shut off the GPS, it's telling me where to go. I don't know if this guy knows where he's going or not. And he says is that, I just think it a little bit. I get to know myself. People don't even know themselves. The Gemara says, how does the Yetzirah get somebody? To do this today, do that today, and then before you know you're doing something else. It's like Simon Says. What's the whole godless of Simon Says? You say, Simon Says, do this. Simon Says, do that. Simon Says, so everything's making sense, and you start doing it. And you're going so fast, you don't even pay attention. Simon Says this, Simon Says that, Simon Says that, Simon Says that. And all of a sudden, you're doing whatever it is, it makes no sense. You don't need, whatever's around you, whatever you're doing, you're not, there's no more seichel being used. So the pshat over here is that it says that the Baruch Shem was taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitachas Tzivlois Mitzrayim. It was a terrible thing that not only Klal Yisrael, they were burdened, but more than that, they didn't even know where they were. They were under the control of Mitzrayim, of not even realizing where they were, what they were doing. They were just Cain robots. So that's what the Pasuk tells us. I'm going to take you out of this Tzivlois Mitzrayim. Not just the work. I'm going to take you out of this lull of not knowing where you are. And I'm also going to save you from the actual work you're doing. But the Tzivlois is the work that you're doing without paying attention or knowing what you're doing. And later the Pasuk tells us, Klal Yisrael at that point they're not going to know that they're being taken out. It's only after they're going to go out and they're going to be out of Mitzrayim, they're going to be out of the Tumah Mitzrayim, they're going to say, wow, they didn't even realize. You realize where we were, what we were doing. It's only after, when they realize, when they get the Torah, someone who doesn't have the Torah, someone who doesn't appreciate the Torah, they can't even appreciate it. You have to have something to know something to appreciate. Certain things in life you just can't appreciate. Like I said, I don't know, see this place. It's amazing to me still that these guys do it all the time. They don't mention see this place, and every once in a while there'll be like a guy there who'll be like, you know, you have to say tachlan by mincha. Yeah. Most of the times they don't say tachlan. They're just kaddish, doesn't even matter. And I was there a week and a half ago, and one guy, tachlan. All of a sudden there's a guy, a Lutzpische guy, got it, he's in the back, and he like sort of like said, like, he's a chosson. Oh! the smile on the face of the guy, the people didn't want to say Tachnun. That, you know, there's a Litvisha guy even. He wasn't a guy, he was a Litvisha guy. You know, maybe they looked at him and a guy told him, but then he's a Yid, 100% a Yid, and he's a Chosin, and now we don't say Tachnun. As Mamash Hacha Asimcha. Certain things you don't realize are goy, but a goy appreciates what it means that not have to say Tachnun. You have to see where you are, you have to know where you are. But in all seriousness, but that's what Klai Yisrael didn't realize what Tumah was until you have Kedusha. You have to learn Torah, and Torah shows us what the right path is and what we should aspire to, and that's what the Baruch Hashem was telling Klai Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.